The chair of Manitoba Pork says positive developments in 2018 on the trade front are good reason for optimism during 2019. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The completion of the CPTPP, the renegotiation of NAFTA, and Chinese and Mexican tariffs on U.S. pork were among the highlights on the trade front during 2018. George Matheson, the chair of Manitoba Pork, observes there's optimism that trade will continue to expand as it has in recent years, which will benefit the Canadian pork industry, but it's also important to the Canadian pork sector for producers in the U.S. to do well.
The fact that the Asian market is opening up with a gradual lowering of tariffs, you know, through the comprehensive progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership that Canada is part of is something that's valuable to us. On the other hand, for producers in Canada, we take the U.S. Pork price as our price, less freight. So not only is our trade agreements important to Canadian producers, but also we watch closely, as I mentioned, the U.S.'s different trade agreements throughout the world, especially with Mexico. And we're quite happy that the USMCA agreement will really, for the most part, continue the former NAFTA agreement, and that was quite a beneficial trade agreement to all North American producers.
Matheson says there's always room for optimism in the pork industry. He notes trade increases every year, worldwide pork consumption increases every year. It's a great product, a great source of protein produced in a very sustainable manner, so he's optimistic the industry will continue to grow and prosper in 2019. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.